T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Continues on. We're now in the back half, y'all. We are now in the back half of the year, one of the just the oddest years, at least in my lifetime. But we are in the back half. We got this. We have just made the turn. The front nine did not go well at all for us on the course of life that is 2020. So we have turned the corner. Hopefully we have all headed into the clubhouse. We got ourselves that shot of whiskey and a cold beer for the turn. And now we are on our way to the back half. And hopefully the putts will fall for us as the golf metaphor rolls on here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. I'm glad to have you all along for the ride. Thank you so much. My man DJ Tim back in the network studio on the ones and twos, pushing the buttons and switching the switches with us. Some breaking news out of the great state of Texas, as one Vanilla Ice had taken some heat on Twitter because he planned on having a 4th of July concert there in Texas. And he was asked by a number of people around the country to please not host that concert, as concerts have been shown to be a breeding ground for the coronavirus. And Vanilla Ice said, no, I'm doing the concert. I don't care. I want it to happen. I'm doing the damn concert. Well, he has just announced on Twitter very shortly, not too long ago, that he is indeed not doing the concert. That concert has been canceled. So I got curious, and I went to go look at what the reasoning was. I wanted to see, right? We have had a lot of people, and I want it on the record, this is a good thing, but I've had a lot of people, I have seen a lot of people who have been reversing their stances on things over the past couple of days as new data and information has become available. So I wanted to see what Vanilla Ice's reasoning was for canceling the concert, which I think is the correct decision. And what I found was very interesting. They blamed it on the pandemic, obviously, but there is a line in the Associated Press report that came directly from the ticket broker that was selling tickets for Vanilla Ice's concert. Only 84 tickets had been sold to the show, according to the online ticket broker who suspended sales of Vanilla Ice's concert. He had sold a whopping 84 tickets to the show itself before he decided to cancel the show due to the coronavirus. I guess the good news is, fortunately for them, that 84 people, you could successfully social distance at a concert with only 84 people at it. And as a band that is fortunately very frequently lucky to have 84 people show up for a gig, listen, I'm not sneezing at it. I'm also saying that I'm not Vanilla Ice. So Vanilla Ice was told, hey, man, listen, it is not a great idea for you to host this concert. And Vanilla Ice, of course, stopped, collaborated, and listened, and will not be back with a brand new invention. Something grabbed a hold of him tightly and flowed like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will he ever stop? Now we know. If you got the virus, you'd turn off the light and he'd glow. If there's a problem, there was. He solved it. Check out the hook. His DJ will not revolve it. And you're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Yes, indeed. Your boy does know every word to Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. And if my band ever gets a gig here, you will all be invited to watch me rap that song live with a rock and roll band. I know you're excited. I am too. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. You can email me, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. You can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, or tweet everybody at the station at ESPN Upstate. You can text us at 71307, 71387, or you can get at us on the phone lines at 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. There's a few texts that have come in. Earlier in the show, we talked about the potential for this being an asterisk season in the NBA and potentially the MLS and MLB as well, depending on how many players and which players all elect to drop out moving forward. Well, one texter writes in and says at ESPN, I think it won't have an asterisk. You don't hear people say, well, that was during World War II, or, well, that was the Vietnam War season. I think this is just another season in a very strange time in the world. And I agree with that. I think there is some level of truth to that, texter. But again, the thing about, for instance, World War II, Vietnam, and the days that were played around any other disaster or catastrophe that impacted sports was that it impacted every team equally, right? I mean, it for the most part impacted everybody equally. COVID-19 does not seem to be doing that. COVID-19 does not seem to be impacting every team equally, right? If you are the New York / New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets, you have been disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus. You've got at least one of your top three players in DeAndre Jordan now sitting out. And from what I've heard, Spencer Dinwiddie, who is also one of your best three players, is leaning towards bailing out, right? That is disproportional impact by the coronavirus. LA Lakers now have two players that are sitting out, including Dwight Howard, who on a stat line isn't a super important piece. He's not an important piece, but he's not a super important piece on the stat line. If you've watched the Lakers, you know that he has absolutely been the filter for that offense. Dwight Howard has been a major part of what's gone on with the success of the LA Lakers. He is now out, so the Lakers have been disproportionately impacted. It's like I said, imagine in the East that your team gets the draw against the Brooklyn Nets. Well, guess what? You've got what is effectively a first-round bye because you're playing the Brooklyn Nets backups in the first round of the playoffs. So you get a first-round bye, technically speaking, which means that whoever you come up against in the second round is going to have the built-in excuse of, well, they are fresher than we are. They had less of a first-round contest than we had. They were healthier than we are. They didn't have the battle that we had in the first round. So, of course, they had an advantage in that. I completely understand and agree the point there. I am saying that some teams are going to have a bit of an easier ride through the NBA playoffs because they are disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus. And that is why I ask if there will be an asterisk next to the winner. At ESPN, did you just become a Tom Jones fan, did you become a Tom Jones fan calling coaching in Cardiff? At ESPN, off topic, but have you seen Zion Swolyamson? He's lost 25 pounds and is jacked, looks more like LeBron and less like Shaq. I don't know if you intended that to rhyme, texter. But well done on the poem. Have you seen Zion Swolyamson? He's lost 25 pounds and jacked, looks more like LeBron and less like Shaq. Yes, I have seen Zion. He made his first public appearance since the lockdown yesterday on ESPN. And Zion, for you wrestling fans, in the words of five-time champion Booker T, Zion looking real jacked, baby. Looking real jacked. Yeah, Zion looks like a monster right now. But here's the thing. I think that's what he wants, right? Zion is more LeBron than Shaq. I have seen that there is this, to me, misconception about Zion's game, right? A lot of people think that Zion is a five. A lot of people think that Zion is a postman, that Zion is a five guy. Zion's not a five guy. Zion's a four who can play the three and can shoot like a two, all right? Zion, the reason that Zion has gotten the role that Zion's gotten and the rep that Zion has gotten is because Zion is a do-it-all player. Zion is a guy who can play really, he can't play all five positions because Zion can't really run a point like LeBron can. But Zion can play the two through five. And create mismatch nightmares for teams. I don't know where this misconception came that Zion's a post player. He can play the post, but Zion's not a pure post player. There is nowhere on the floor outside of the point guard spot that I am uncomfortable playing Zion Williamson. If you are going to put a five on him, perfect. I will run him out to the wing and let him beat you from the outside in. If you're going to put a three on him, perfect. I'll trot him down to the low post, and I'll let him play the three. If you're going to put a four on him, perfect. I'll bring him right up to the elbow at the top of the key. I will line him up there, and I will let him run a high post on you. I will go out and throw Jackson Hayes, the center for the Pelicans, the rookie who has actually had a pretty good – I think if Jackson Hayes was playing for any other team, he'd be called a breakout player this year. But because he is in the shadow of Zion Williamson – he has kind of been, his PR has been underwhelming, so to speak, out of the league. I will put Zion at the four, put Jackson at the five, hit you with the old Phil Jackson triangle with Drew Holiday running the one and Brandon Ingram out on the wing at the two, rotating the ball around the top until either Zion or Jackson draws a mismatch and run that direction. Look, I don't think the Pelicans are a finals team this year. They're still young. They're still building. I'm very intrigued to see what momentum they have during the offseason coming after that long break from early March till now. But the core that they've built around Zion is only possible because Zion can play the 2, 3, 4, or 5. So Zion dumping 25 pounds, and getting real jacked, baby, as Five Time would say, is good. That's good. I want him to be able to muscle guys around at the four. I want him to be able to get a guy guarding him at the three and be able to just absolutely manhandle his guy and push him down to the block. I am all on board with that. You're right. Zion does look absolutely swole, and I am here for it. 844-477-3776. I haven't asked, so I'll do it now. What are you expecting out of Zion Williamson and the Pelicans? What are you looking for the upstate's most prominent NBA player as the season gets underway? I expect the Pelicans to make the playoffs. I don't know if it will be in the play-in tournament or if they will just outright take the eight. Let me rephrase that. They will not outright win the eight and avoid a playoff tournament. They are 3.5 games back. If they go 6-2, the Kings can go as poorly as 5-3, and still make their way in. If the Pelicans go 7-1, the Kings will have to win, 6 games in order to force the play-in tournament. The Pelicans will have to go to the play-in tournament, but I am considering the play-in tournament the first round of the playoffs. So the Pelicans will be in the playoff, the play-in tournament. Whether or not they make it past that, I don't know. It will be interesting to see what chemistry this team builds. Remember, they do still have to perform in that 8-game regular season finale. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307 if you want to come in that direction. I'd love to have you on the show. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. The NFL making a major change to their preseason. We'll address that and what impact it'll have when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know that every time that liner plays, every time that liner plays, Tim just starts going, "These pathetic junkies."
These
in
pathetic
my ear.
Junkies. I love it. I love it.
It's absolutely hilarious, man. I don't know why you love that so much.
I don't either.
But it's hysterical. My favorite, without question, is the Homer Simpson liner where he's like, "Look, a hipster. Quick, somebody bring him a microbrew." I think it's just because it's so damn fitting. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I love it as much as I do. But yes, I am 100% and entirely a microbrew guy. As a matter of fact, yours truly, you will find me when the world opens back up and goes back to whatever our new version of normal is. You will very frequently find your boy on the back of his motorcycle cruising around the area, popping to different microbrews and giving just a wee sample to different microbrews from around the area. So if you have some of the better microbrew suggestions of the upstate, please send them to me. 71307, send me your favorite local microbrew so that yours truly might give them a shot. I have found a couple. The Thomas Brewing Company is one that I have. As a matter of fact, there is a sixer of Reedy River Red in my fridge right now. And considering, Tim, that today is our Friday, well, mine, you still got a little bit of work to do tomorrow and Saturday.
Not much, but yeah, I do have a little bit to do.
Just enough to break it up, not enough to call it work, you know?
Yeah.
It is this ya boy's Friday today. Ya boy, when this show is over, will be grabbing that sixer of Reedy River Red and making his way on over from here at the couch in the Casa de Love to the pool on board the complex to spend the rest of this beautiful sunshiny upstate day lounged out by the pool, putting down a few microbrews of choice. So I'm not saying that to make you all jealous. That's just what's going to happen. Not mad about it at all. 844-477-3776. Is the number if you'd like to be a part of the program. 844-477-3776. You can also get at us by joining us on the text line at 71307. 1-800-919-3307. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show, at the Rob Brown Show. If you'd like to come at us in that direction, you are, of course, welcome to do so. And, of course, you can get at us on the Twitter, at the Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate. If you'd like to come in that direction, you're welcome to as well, at the Rob Brown Show or at ESPN Upstate. Got a text just a second ago that says, unless I missed something, how are you going to sleep on Ja Morant and the Grizz? And by the way, if you do not send your text labeling it ESPN at the start, it will still come to me, but we share this text line with another popular show. So those texts bleed into the text from the other show. I can find them, but they have to catch my attention. So to the texter who said, unless I miss something, how are you going to sleep on John the Grizz? And then immediately sent a text to 71307 that says, S word, wrong show. Don't worry. I see you, dog. I see you. I am not sleeping on the Grizz at all. But I am looking at where those teams stand right now. I am looking at the momentum that was built up. And again, I am not going to lie. Ja Morant is the rookie of the year this year, okay? Zion has had an incredible impact on the Pelicans. The Pelicans were good. They were like 8 games back when he came in for those 19 games he played before the season was paused. So Zion came in a little bit late. If he played that way all season long, I think he's your rookie of the year. But Ja doing it all season long for the Grizz. That being said, when I look right now at that games back number with where they stand, the Grizzlies are 18 games back of the first place squad, the Trailblazers, and the Pelicans 21.5 games back. I've been talking about the Pelicans versus the Blazers and the Kings. I am talking about to get into that play-in format, okay? It's going to be Grizz v. Pelicans, I think, for the 8 seed overall. I like the Pelicans who are tied with the Trailblazers and the Kings. And by the way, right there in 12th, San Antonio Spurs, they are just a half game back. So as of right now, your 4 teams in contention to get into a play-in are the Pelicans, Kings, and Spurs, all of whom are within half a game of each other. The Blazers, Pelicans, and Kings all sitting on 21.5 games back. The Grizz just 18 games back. The Grizz and the Pelicans, I think, end up in a play-in game. Right now, with the momentum they have going, I like the Pelicans over the Grizzlies. Now, 2-game series where the Grizzlies would just need to win 1 of 2, whereas the Pelicans would have to go 2-0 in that play-in series before carrying momentum. But I actually like the Pelicans, and I don't think that is a homer pick. I think that's a Zion pick. Ja Morant is a hell of a basketball player, I have no doubt. But I think after Ja, the Grizz just aren't as deep as the Pelicans, at least through the initial 5, right? I think the Pelicans' first 5 are just a better first 5 with Zion in there, if Zion is healthy, if Brandon Ingram is able to pick up where he left off. And I think that they will, right? They have 8 games to get it back together. If they were going in dark, right? If we were just starting the playoffs, no 8-game finale, I probably would take the Memphis Grizzlies at that point, just because they have they got 90% of a season's worth of chemistry built up, whereas the Pelicans really only had less than 20 games to really find their stride. But with those 8 games, if the Pelicans are able to, with the easiest schedule of any NBA team within that 8-game finale, if the Pelicans are able to outpace the Trailblazers, the Kings, and the Spurs, as I suspect that they will be, it'll be Grizz v. Pels for that 8 spot. And even though they got to go 2-0 in 2 games against the Grizz, I like the Pelicans there. I just think they've got a deeper starting rotation. Ja is going to get his, but so is Zion. And Zion and Ja negating each other out, I will take the core of the Pelicans, which is a young core, I understand, a core without a ton of experience, but they do have Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram, both who have been here, both who have made a run with the Lakers in the past. They both have some hands-on experience being here. I will take those two and Drew Holiday with a good core of leadership to lead the Pelicans past the Grizz. Ja and Z negate each other in that series, and that leads me to believe that the rest of the Pelicans' starting rotation end up taking the dub. So that's where that's coming from. Texter, I appreciate you checking in at 71307. 71307 is your text line. Shoot me a text there. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll take a look at the comments of one Rob Manfred. I also got my COVID test this morning. I'll tell you, those of you who are concerned about it, about my experience taking my test this morning, all that and more. And also, to be clear, pickles absolutely go on a fried chicken sandwich. Can I just be clear? Tim, do pickles go on a fried chicken sandwich?
Oh, absolutely. I get extra pickles whenever I at Chick-fil-A, man. I love them.
Just making sure we were on the same page. We are. Quick break. Back after this. The Rob Brown Show's under radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Couple of things to hit on the way into the broadcast. Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio, ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and all around the world on your smart speaker. Just tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate. And she'll say, boom, playing ESPN Upstate from radio.com. And then you'll have it. You'll have the seductive sounds of Rob Brown and Mark Ryan coming to you 24/7, 365, anywhere you have an internet connection. By the way, today on Offsides with Mark Ryan, Patrick Creighton will be filling in. Patrick is wildly entertaining, one of my favorite hosts in all of sports talk radio. I listen to Patrick on his show as often as I can, and I know he is going to do a phenomenal job this afternoon on Offside, so make sure you stick around for Patrick Creighton coming up next, and also give him hell about the Houston Astros, because I know he absolutely loves talking about the Astros and the scandal from last season. So make sure you pepper him on the text line and the phones with some Astros talk. I know he's looking forward to it. A couple of things. First and foremost, I want to once again say thank you very much to Coach Andrew Lord, the new coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, for joining us here on the broadcast. He made his Upstate radio debut earlier today, right here on the Rob Brown Show, in an exclusive interview. If you missed that interview, you can check it out on the Radio Rewind feature. All you got to do is head on over to radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen, or get the radio.com app on your smartphone. Go to ESPN Upstate, and you can listen to local programming up to 24 hours after it has aired live on the radio. So if you miss Coach Andrew Lord or any other segment of the show today, go to the Radio Rewind feature at radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen, or on the radio.com app. You can rewind up to 24 hours, or check out my Twitter feed shortly after the show. Tim's going to clip and send me that interview, and I will be posting it on the ESPN Upstate website, so you'll actually be able to go listen to that interview on our website at www.ESPNUpstate.com. And, of course, all the breaking news that impacts the Upstate can be found there. Again, it's ESPNUpstate.com. For those of you who have been paying attention to the show, you already know. For those of you who have tuned in recently, just to kind of share with you, I did get my my COVID-19 test earlier today, and I'm doing this because I know that there are a number of people across the upstate who are a bit apprehensive about the test. I got mine this morning. I will tell you this before I go any further. I want to once again send a thank you to the men and women who are manning the COVID-19 testing facilities that are set up around the upstate. I went this morning and got mine at one that was over in Taylors, South Carolina. And it is run by Prisma Health in conjunction with the South Carolina Department of Health. The nurses, the nurse practitioners, the doctors that are running that site are busting their behinds right now. They are absolutely working. I was over there. I got there at about 10 till 8 this morning. The testing place opened right at 8 o'clock. At just after quarter till 8 this morning, when I got to the testing location, I jumped in a line of cars. My car was a mile and a half away from the testing center, and it was one line of cars to get there. One line of cars, a mile and a half long. When my test was done, 4 hours later, when my test was over, that line was still over a mile long. Those men and women are out there working in the heat, in the sunshine, to get as many tests done as they can, and they were busting it. So I want to thank them. I also want to thank the men and women in uniform. They had Army and Reservists there this morning who were putting in work. They were organizing the event itself. They were directing traffic. They were keeping the line organized and flowing. They were carrying supplies back and forth as was needed by those healthcare professionals. The men and women in their, full BDUs out there were absolutely busting their rumps to keep that site working and keep it flowing consistently start to finish. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to the healthcare providers and our men and women in uniform who were at that testing site this morning, making sure that it was flowing as consistently as possible. With that being said, the test itself, not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, to tell you the truth. Tim and I were talking about this earlier. We have both had a flu test in the last year or so, and it was not great for both of us. When I got my flu test, I will tell you the truth, my flu test was actually worse than the COVID-19 test. This test was very simple, very quick. It was not painful in the least. That was my thing was, and again, I as every woman I've ever dated will tell you, I have the disease that every man has, which is when I get sick or uncomfortable or am under the weather, I turn into a 6'3" tall, 229-pound baby. Not painful at all. In fact, I was actually surprised. Actually, it was over before I thought it was. By the time I pulled up to the testing facility, I had whipped myself into a frenzy of worry and nervousness about how bad it was going to be. The doctor who administered the test walked over. He told me what he was going to do. He had me tilt my head back. He took the swab. He inserted it right up the old schnoz. And honestly, like, I expected it to be much worse and take longer than it did. He went ahead and pulled that swab out, and I actually kept my head tilted back. I was like, well, that can't be it, right? Like, I've seen these tests. It's got to be worse than that. He took the swab. He dropped it into the sample containment, sample container, I guess. And he goes, all right, man, you're done. That's it. And I went, really? And he said, yeah, you're done. And that was it. So if you have had direct contact with the carrier, if you think that you may have had direct contact with the carrier, if you are concerned, if you are showing symptoms, Do not fret about the test. As I told Tim earlier, I worked myself into an absolute frenzy over this test. It was nothing. It was over quickly. It was easy. And in 4 to 6 days, I will know whether or not my direct contact with the carrier was something to fret about or not. So if you need to get the test, get the test. It is not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. So there you go. That's what happened this morning. And now we head to our final break. We come back in a minute, and Tim and I will wrap up this week's show with Twitter trending topics. This is the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
All right, welcome back here on the Rob Brown Show. It's time for Twitter trending topics. And Rob, first I'm going to give you an easy one to start off with.
All right.
Independence Day.
Yeah, man. Happy 4th of July to everybody. I know that right now there is a lot going on around this country that it is quite easy to get frustrated with. I know that there is a lot going on around this country that can make it seem like things are not going well. But I will tell you, over the past couple of days, I have seen things that that make me very hopeful. There are more and more videos coming out of areas where police officers and protesters are taking a knee and shaking hands and hugging each other. I have seen more and more protests that have very diverse backgrounds of people walking around. I have seen plenty of instances of shows of unity and togetherness of Americans, and I am hopeful. I mean, at the end of the day, I think all of us want the same thing. We all want to see this country as successful and as prosperous for all of us, for every single American, as it can be. And you know, we think about our founding members, our founding forefathers, the men and women of the late 1700s that put it all on the line in order to establish our independence. And this is a good day. Pardon me. This is a great day to reflect upon the sacrifices that those men and women were willing to make, up to and including the ultimate sacrifice, and what they went through, as well as to think, look, this country does have a very checkered past. I mean, we've done a lot wrong in this country over the 260-ish years of our existence, but we've gotten a lot right too, and it is incredible the things that we are able to accomplish when we celebrate the best and brightest amongst us, and when we celebrate the opportunities that this country can present to us. A few weeks ago, I sat and I watched the Falcon Heavy carry the Dragon crew capsule to the International Space Station. And that was the first time that Americans have launched ourselves into orbit in a couple of decades. And it was a moment that reminded me how incredible this country is and what we can accomplish when we stop fighting and we put our heads together. So listen, man, I've worked in news for a long time, and there's an old phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. And that is 100% true. I'm not saying that media is bad by any stretch of the imagination, but I am saying don't let the media or social media or anything else dictate to you what this country is. This country is what we make it. And this country is capable of continuing to be the greatest country on earth if our people will put their heads together and work together to accomplish those things. And I hope that we can continue to do that. So happy Independence Day to all of you. I hope you have a very safe, very pleasant, very happy 4th of July weekend. Celebrate responsibly. And as I end every show with don't drink and drive, I'll punch you in the face.
All right. Next up, Rob, I kind of handed this one in the break. And I wanted to.
I'm so excited.
Well, you probably shouldn't be. I'm just letting you know. This proves that college kids are just flat out dumb. Okay, and I as recently
I know where you're going already. I'm excited.
Alabama trending.
So, it is being reported. Okay, and I want to be very clear that this is probably not the only place that this is happening, but it's being reported out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that there are COVID parties happening where college students are in competition with each other to see which of them can be the first to contract the COVID-19 virus. There are college kids who are going out of their way to see if they can be the first of their group of friends to give themselves the COVID-19 virus. That is ridiculous, all right? It's just ridiculous. And it is yet one more reason that I have told you all, prepare yourself. Because at the very best, at our very best, college football is going to be delayed until the spring. At its least likely, but very possible, college football this season is just going to be canceled outright, unfortunately. Because at the end of the day, college kids are dumb, okay? And I don't say that as an insult, because I used to be one, and I was also very dumb. But college kids, as a whole, by and large, are dumb. And they do dumb things. And because of that, especially considering these athletes are not professionals, they are not getting paid, they are not being compensated for their efforts outside of a scholarship, we're not going to keep the outbreaks to a minimum on college campuses until we have a vaccine. That's just the end of it. So, I saw that too, Tim. And just like everybody else, I just sat back on my couch, put my hands over my head, and tilted my head back in exasperation because people are stupid.
Oh, yeah, especially college kids. Especially, I was only one about 7 months ago, so I very well know we're not the brightest of the bunch. You know, and I understand you want a party. It's a part of college, man, but I guess you don't want college football. I don't know. But next up, and this will be the last one, Kobe.
Yep, so we now know our three NBA 2K1 cover athletes. We got Damian Lillard mentioned first. Zion Williamson is a cover athlete, and it was announced today that the NBA 2K1 franchise will have a special edition with Kobe Bryant on the cover, and I think that's very fitting, as 2K1 pays homage to either the first, second, or third, depending on who you ask, greatest basketball player of all time, who we lost tragically earlier this year in that helicopter accident out in California. Kobe on the cover. And you know, I said yesterday when Zion was announced that I would be buying a copy of that game with Zion on the cover. I always buy the sports games when one of my athletes is on the cover. I will still be buying Zion's, but I'll likely be buying two copies of that game, to tell you the truth. I will buy Zion's to have, and to hopefully, when Zion wins a first championship, frame with alongside with a picture, but I will be buying the Kobe special edition as well to celebrate the Mamba. That's it for the show. That's it for the week. Tim, thank you very much for all your hard work this week, man. I sincerely appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, man. Have a good weekend, all right?
You got it. You as well, partner. Be safe. Patrick Creighton filling in for Mark Ryan. Incredibly entertaining. You're going to love that show, so make sure you stay tuned for Patrick Creighton coming up on Offsides next. Guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I appreciate it more than I can tell you, and this weekend especially. Remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guardman, first responder, doctors and nurses. Thanks to everybody who ran the checking center and the testing center this morning. I appreciate all the hard work of you ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you square in the damn face. My name is Rob Brown. This was the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. See you Monday. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.